Hello, everybody! Welcome to the Curiosity Podcast of Thomas D. I'm your host, Thomas D. Now, I am very sorry I have not been able to do any new episodes lately because there have been a lot of craziness in the world, but now I'm back and ready to give you the latest update on what's what. This evening, I'm talking about a movie called, drumroll please, Ron's Gone Wrong, after this short break. We are back. Now, without giving away too much info, Ron's Gone Wrong is a 20th Century Studios production, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Studio with directors Sarah Smith and J.P. Vine, released to U.S. theaters October 22, 2021. This is a story about a socially awkward middle schooler named Barney, played by Jack Dylan Grazer. He is the last kid in school to get own Bebot, aka Ron, voiced by Zach Galifianakis. A Bebot is a cool personal robot that just every kid who is anybody has to have. Ron is supposed to be Barney's best friend and to know all about him. Barney is excited to have his own Bebot until Ron starts to hilariously malfunction. Ron draws the attention of a shady Bebot company executive, the villain Andrew Morris, whose sole interest is in protecting the parent company Bubble at all costs. The story unfolds on many levels and actually speaks to the viewer. It is a story about how crazy social media can be and about friendship and when things don't go as expected, working together to fix it. What I liked about it, I liked the characters in Barney's family. Barney's dad, Graham, voiced by Ed Helms, is a single dad who works long hours on the computer selling novelty items. We learned that Barney's mom died when he was 2 years old, so he doesn't remember her much. His grandmother, Danka, voiced by Olivia Colman, was larger than life and tried very hard to make Barney happy. But both Danka and Graham did not seem to understand what it was like to be in middle school and to be the only kid without a Bebot. When they get him the Bebot, Ron, everything goes glitchy. Another character who I liked was the inventor of the Bebot, Mark, played by Justice Smith. Mark was a guy with an idea. He started off hoping his creation would help kids make friends, but the business side of the Bebot went haywire and he lost touch with his original idea to help kids. Barney helps him remember that the original idea. What I did not like about this movie was the villain, Andrew Morris, voiced by Rob Delaney. Morris was so focused on making money at any cost, and he even put Barney in danger. One of the middle school boys, Rich Belcher, played by Ricardo Hurtado, was also bullied toward Barney, who turned it around in the end. I would highly recommend this movie to grown-ups and kids alike. The music was originally tuned for the movie. The CGI was well done with great characters. I would give this movie 5 out of 5 stars and 2 thumbs way up. Until next time, bye-bye!